How to Make Perfume from Flowers, from the Book of Knowledge, edited by Arthur Mee and Holland Thompson, Ph.D. We all know that scent is made from flowers, and we have often wanted to try to produce some for ourselves. Perhaps we have shaken a few petals up in a bottle with some water, and then have been disappointed that the liquid did not possess the same fragrance as the perfume which we put on our handkerchiefs. Our failure was simply due to the fact that we did not set about the matter in the right way. And if we follow a process which is much after the lines on which the real scent producers work, we shall meet with more success. In the first place, it is necessary that we should gather the petals of roses, violets, and other blooms soon after they are open, and when they are quite dry. In order to make certain that there is no moisture on the blooms, it is a good plan to spread them out on a tray for a few minutes. While they are drying, we may start the next stage in the process of perfume making. We shall need some of the best Luca oil for this purpose, and it is well to use that which is sold for table purposes, as the commoner sorts are not so pure. Now, get a sheet of wadding, and out of this cut some pieces of the material, which shall be of a size to slip into a 3-pound glass jam jar. It is easy to round them off with a pair of scissors so that they fit into the jar quite easily. The next step is to get a good-sized pie dish, and into the bottom of this put some of the pieces of wadding, and then pour on a quantity of the oil. See that the bits of cotton wool become thoroughly soaked with the oil, and when you have got ready about 8 or 12 pieces in this way, it is time to fetch the petals which we left on the tray. Now get your jam jar and be sure that this is quite clean, and at the same time ask cook to let you have a small handful of salt. When you have all the things around you, you may start the next stage in the making of the scent. First of all, sprinkle a thin layer of salt on the bottom of the jar. Then cover this over with petals, and on the top of the petals, place one of your pieces of wadding, which has been soaked in oil. Then put some more salt, another layer of petals, and one more piece of wadding, and so on until the jar is quite full. It is now necessary to make sure that the jar is perfectly airtight, and the best way to bring this about is to tie a cover of greaseproof paper very tightly round the opening. Perhaps it will be as well to put the paper in 2 thicknesses so as to be quite certain that no air can come in. At this point, the jar should be removed to a warm place, if possible where it will get plenty of sunshine. Remember that the more the sun shines on the petals, the more likely you will get the best of the fragrance from the flowers. The jar of petals must now be left as it is for at least a fortnight. At the end of 14 days, the cover may be taken off the jar containing the flowers. The thing to do next is to press the oil from the layers of wadding, and this will be found to smell like the best scent, according to the kind of flowers which have been treated. If roses have been used, the perfume will smell of these flowers, and so on. It is rather difficult to get all the oil out of the contents of the jar, and the easiest way is to bring a big spoon, putting this inside, and then pressing the layers as hard as we can. If, after doing this, we tip the jar up, the oil will trickle down into a bottle or anything we may have underneath. It will be found that this scent will keep almost for any time if kept in a well-stoppered bottle. A few drops, placed on a handkerchief, will give a splendid fragrance that will last a good deal longer than many of the cheap scents which are purchased. After we have learned how to make the simple scents by the use of one kind of flower, it is interesting to try to prepare some combination perfume. As a matter of fact, nearly all the shop scents are produced by blending several scents together. A very pleasant perfume may be obtained if, when treating the rose leaves, we scatter a few lavender blossoms on each layer, whilst, in the same way, rosemary leaves and violets will give us quite a fresh scent. The end. read by Leonidas for Lit to Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.